Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song.
Though the frost was cruel.
This week, Helen Brown has written about Good King Wenceslas. I'm Griselda Murray Brown. Good King Wenceslas is unusual among Christmas carols for not towing the nativity line. It tells the fanciful tale of a Bohemian aristocrat bestowing a random act of largesse on a poor peasant he sees out in the snowy forest. It's based on one of the many popular medieval myths about Wenceslaus I, which is the English pronunciation. He was the 10th century duke, not the king, of Bohemia. His bolstering of regional Christianity saw him canonized immediately after his death in September 935. The gory story of the House of Bohemia knocks the average family's festive bickering into a cocked Santa hat. Wenceslaus's mother was born a pagan and his father a Christian. After his father died in battle, the young Wenceslaus was raised a Christian by his paternal grandmother, until his mother had the old woman killed. Dramatic accounts have her throttled by her veil as she knelt in prayer. So when the pious Wenceslaus turned 18, he exiled his mother and promoted his paternal faith, until his brother stabbed him to death, aged just 22. Legend has it that Wenceslaus was on his way to Mass, and, as he slumped against the church, his final words were, "Brother, may God forgive you." In Bohemia and England, a cult of veneration grew up around the murdered duke, which focused on acts of piety. In 1853, the Anglican priest John Mason Neal made him the subject of this poetic hymn for St. Stephen's Day, which falls on December the 26th. On this day, people traditionally gave alms to the poor. Neal set the verse to a legend about the pious Wenceslaus coming to the aid of a poor man on St. Stephen's Day. Here's the New South Wales Cathedral Choir's rendition.
Bring me pine nuts hither, thou and I will see him dine, when we bear them thither. Page and mourner, forth they went together.
Neal set his wintry lines to the tune of the 13th century Nordic spring hymn, Tempus Adest Floridum, which is Latin for "the time is near for flowering." It was first published in the 1582 Finnish ecclesiastical song collection, Pie Cantiones. Although it may have been played as a sprightly dance, when slowed, it is the perfect stomping accompaniment for carol singers trudging stoically through the dark. The first verse is familiar to most, but the subsequent verses are where the song finds its miracle. Wenceslaus, having spied the poor man gathering winter fuel, commissions his page to assemble the flesh, wine, and pine logs for the comfort of the poor fuel-gatherer. The page flags in the face of the rude wind's wild lament, but when the duke tells him to follow his footprints, the servant finds heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. The carol ends with a gentle lesson that those who bless the poor shall themselves find blessing. The duke, who was posthumously declared a king and patron saint of the Czech state, has enjoyed a quirky journey through modern music. The carol was given reverent treatment by the crystal-voiced folksters Joan Baez in 1966 and Judy Collins in 2000, covers by Bing Crosby in 1949 and Tom Jones in 1969 bring a manly sentimentality. Here's Bing Crosby.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon at night, though the frost was cruel.
The band Blackmore's Night, which was the hurdy-gurdy-wielding side project of Deep Purple's Ritchie Blackmore, added a full-on New Age medievalism to the carol in 2006.
Hear the page and stand by me, if thou most it telling, yonder peasant, who is he, where and what his dwelling, so he lives a goodly hence.
Others have made merry with Good King Wenceslas. The Beatles scattered batty snatches of the carol throughout their first fan club flexi disc, which was recorded after I Wanna Hold Your Hand in 1963. Brightly show the boot last night, larked Lennon nonsensically. The Nebraska knob twiddler's Mannheim steamroller decked it in tinselly synths in 1984, while R.E.M. humbugged a deadpan a cappella version in 1989. The Horrible Histories team provided a comic corrective to the myth in 2010, and the brilliant Sufjan Stevens mixed his queasy, vocoded version into Prince's Alphabet Street in 2012.
Frost was cruel.
The Klezmonauts gave it a giddy treatment on Oi to the World the same year, and A Hero for the World, the critically acclaimed international heroic rock and metal band, in their own description, delivered a hilarious metal makeover in 2013. The best recent recording is tucked away on Skydigger's 2013 EP, Angels. The thoughtful brass-backed harmonies of the lo-fi Canadian band really refresh the old song, falling like layers of snow, deep and crisp and even.
In the bitter
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.